I realize that there are certain memories you have which, at the time you went through them, were perhaps even good memories. But these memories at this time no longer serve you and need to be altered. Altered so that they are no longer detrimental to your life and the way you do things and your feelings of happiness. We are going to go through an exercise now, which is very powerful. It is going to scramble the memories that you have, which you no longer want to have, and make them ineffective, make them powerless. We are going to permanently alter those memories. Those memories, at the time they were encoded in your subconscious mind, or encoded with your emotional state at the time. That is why they now carry an emotional charge. We are going to remove the emotional charge from those memories by changing the association you have emotionally to those memories. In order to do this, I am going to use several techniques. One of them will be the introduction of humor. The other will be the introduction of elements which do not actually exist. But the introduction of these elements will cause the memories to be altered in such a way that they will no longer have any emotional charge which is detrimental to you. So I want you now to pick a memory that you have with someone, a memory you want to let go of. Imagine it now. And if you've listened to this recording several times, you realize that it becomes more and more difficult to remember certain things about that person. But pick a memory right now with that certain person. One memory with one person. Perhaps it was a good memory at the time, a time when you were happy with that person. And perhaps now that memory is no longer wanted. I want you now to imagine yourself watching television, and I want you to see that memory on the television screen. See yourself interacting with that individual. And as you continue watching the screen, I want you to imagine your favorite cartoon character in the scene. In the memory. It can be any cartoon character you choose. Just pick one now. Notice that your cartoon character is in that scene with the two of you. I want you now to imagine as you watch that television screen showing that memory that the person you are with is now turning into another cartoon character. So now you are with two cartoon characters, one which wasn't there before, and the person you are with has now turned into a cartoon character as well. I want you to notice how silly that person looks, the person you are with, the cartoon character which has been introduced into the scene is laughing at that person. They are laughing at that person because they look very silly. The person you are with, who has now turned into a cartoon character, is very silly. Imagine them talking now, yet their voice is very funny. It almost doesn't sound human. I'd like you to imagine now that in your right hand is a can of spray paint. And I would like you to imagine spraying some spray paint onto the television screen so that it becomes difficult to see what is going on. All you know is that something very silly and ridiculous is happening. You have a vague glimpse of the scene. Now I want you to imagine yourself watching that memory as it actually occurred. However, the person you are with is now a silly cartoon character, and there is a cartoon character in the scene also who is laughing at that person, and you have sprayed some spray paint on the television screen as you are watching it, but continue watching the memory. And now I'd like you to imagine picking up a different color spray paint can and spraying the rest of the television screen with the spray paint so that you can no longer see the screen. You are aware that the scene is happening behind the spray paint, yet you cannot see the memory. The memory is blocked from your view. But the scene continues even though you can't see it. And you realize how ridiculous that scene was, and you laugh to yourself at how silly it was, how ridiculous and silly it was. And I'd like you now to imagine a different scene with either that same person or a different person, a memory which you would like to get rid of. See the scene now, as it actually happened. See yourself with an individual. But I want you to take a good look at that individual as you watch the memory on that television screen. The television screen is now clear again. The spray paint is gone, and you are able to see the scene clearly. A different scene with either the same person or a different person, but it is a memory you are watching, a memory you would like to get rid of. As you look at the person you are with, I want you to notice how silly they look. Their eyes look very silly. The eyes are bulging out, just like in a cartoon. The eyes are very large and bulging out of their head. Their face is very large and disproportionate in relation to their body. Their body looks very silly to you now. Continue watching the scene and realizing how embarrassed you are to be with this person, and you are happy that you're only watching the scene. I want you now to imagine that person looking unattractive. Notice certain features on their face as those features now become exaggerated to the point of looking grotesque and disgusting. You are thankful that you are only watching this memory of you with that person, because that person is now very ugly to you. And see yourself as you watch that memory becoming embarrassed to be with that person. Listen to their voice now. It sounds like a cartoon character. It sounds very silly, very embarrassing. And I want you now to imagine taking that can of spray paint again, either can, and spraying the entire television screen with that can, covering it completely. Although that memory is still occurring on that television screen, you cannot see it. That memory has been distorted and is now blocked. Good. And now, as I am silent, I would like you to pick a few other memories and see them. On that television screen, one after the other. And imagine the person you are with being ugly, or being a cartoon character, and imagine yourself spraying that television screen with spray paint until you can't see them anymore. Choose several memories as I am silent. Realize that each time you listen to this recording, you can choose a new memory if you want to, or you can further distort a memory you have already worked with. But for right now, choose a few memories to work with and distort them as I am silent. Good. You begin to realize just how powerful you are. Just how powerful your mind is. You have a very powerful mind. And I'd like you now to realize that you can erase any part of your mind, any part of your memory that you choose to erase. As you take control of your mind, erasing a certain part of your memory, this process allows you to feel empowered. I would like you now to imagine that your mind is a computer and you can see the contents of your mind displayed on a computer screen. You can easily do a search for the memories of particular people by typing in their name on the screen. When you do this, all of the memories concerning that person will appear on the screen. And if you erase all of those memories, you will see that fact displayed on the screen, because those memories will no longer be displayed on the screen. The evidence of their removal will be clear to you. I would like you now to type in a name. Notice what appears on the screen. And I would like you now, in your mind, to realize that on this computer screen, each of these memories you are seeing has a little box next to it. And you now use the mouse and click on the boxes next to the memories you choose to erase. And as you click on those boxes, allow yourself to be thorough. Take time to do this thoroughly now, as I am silent. Good. And now, I would like you to click on the button that says Erase, and all of those memories you have chosen concerning that person are erased. If you have chosen to erase all of the memories, that's fine. If you have chosen to erase only some memories, that's fine. But the choice you have made is your choice. And when you now click on Erase, the memories you have chosen to erase are gone immediately. And now, If there is another name you would like to enter, a person about whom you would like to have memories erased, enter that name now. And when you enter that name, the memories that you have concerning that person are displayed on the screen. Each memory has a little box next to it. As I am silent, take a few moments to put a check mark next to the ones you want to erase. Good. Now I want you to click the erase button and erase those memories you have chosen. Good. Now, if there are any other people about whom you would like to erase memories from your mind, enter their names now. And as I am silent, you can go through the process of erasing the memories that you want to erase concerning each of these people. Do this process now as I am silent. Good. Now let those memories fade from your mind, fade away. And day by day, those memories will fade more and more And as you go through this exercise by listening to this recording, you will become more skilled at erasing memories which you no longer want or need. And very soon indeed, those memories will be permanently erased forever, allowing you to live a wonderful, exciting, empowered, and happy life. Because those memories will be gone completely, allowing you the freedom to have joy in your life, to have power in your life, to have excitement in your life, to feel good about who you are, and to be open to another relationship if you choose that. And you realize that if you are open to a new relationship, you will no longer carry the baggage of the past. You have decided to let it go forever. The powerful computer of your mind has been instructed to erase those memories that you no longer want or need. So relax and realize that this will happen easily and effortlessly because you are in charge of your mind, and those memories you no longer want or need have been instructed to leave your memory forever. I would like you to imagine yourself 6 months from now, having completely forgotten about that person or those people you no longer want to remember. You have efficiently erased their memories from your mind, either in their entirety or you have erased selected memories. But see yourself 6 months from now, happy, feeling good about yourself. Feel how good it feels to be you 6 months from now. That's right. See yourself smiling, joking, being happy, doing what you want to do. Imagine this now as I am silent. Good. And now I'd like you to imagine yourself 1 year from now. It has been a wonderful year. You have accomplished so much. If you have chosen to bring someone else into your life, you have done so without the baggage of the past. And you have created a wonderful relationship. If you have chosen to be by yourself, notice how good you feel about that, being by yourself, because you are a very powerful individual. You have developed your hobbies, your interests. You have pursued what makes you happy, what brings you joy, and you are living the life of your dreams, fully engaged in life, happy, satisfied, moving forward, motivated. Imagine this now as I am silent. And you realize that you have the ability to forget anything you choose. And that power is becoming more and more real for you day by day. All you have to do is choose a person and go from there. Your mind knows the techniques to use.